Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll bring on Bobby along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. It's time now for our triple option feature. You heard Charlie mention it. I'll say it again. The October 12th game between the Saints and the Patriots, which was scheduled at 3:25, has now been moved to noontime. So the NFL, none of that evening. You play at noontime instead. So Saints-Patriots will be at noontime.
So would that be considered a negative flex? You know, usually when they
ain't a positive.
No, usually when they flex you, you know, they
it
want
ain't
you,
a positive one.
A negative flex, yeah, because that's not prime time, but that late afternoon slot.
Got a lot of eyes.
Yeah, that's kind of like prime time in the afternoon.
Also, so. Bob, has been reported by a number of sources, but Brett McMurphy reports it for On3 Sports that the New Orleans Caesars Superdome will officially host the college football playoff title game, January 24th, 2028. So a title game in the Caesars Superdome in 2028.
That,
you say,
that,
man, 2028,
awesome.
That's a long time.
No, that's
now.
Right around the corner, because the soonest we could get a Super Bowl would be 31.
Exactly.
So, no, that now listen.
That's a big get for the city of New Orleans.
That's the Super Bowl of college football.
No question about it.
So now we can get the deal worked out, you know, the long-term deal between the state and the Saints. And is that deal stopped where we not – because if we don't get the 31 Super Bowl, it's like I think the next time we'll be up like 38. 2038.
You and I ain't going to that Super Bowl.
No,
in 2038. Put it to you that way.
Then you watch it on TV.
Yeah. Bob, your chair.
Okay, yeah. So now looking at, you know, when they look at triple option, okay, who's the Say Hey Kid? Everybody knows the Say Hey Kid.
Willie Mays,
that's right.
Willie Mays.
So on this day, September the 29th, 1954, Willie Mays of the New York Giants. Bobby, I thought they were in San Francisco. No, this is before they moved to San Francisco. They weren't the New York football Giants. They were the New York baseball Giants. So September 29, 1954, well, that's like 71 years ago. Willie Mays of the New York Giants made a running over-the-shoulder catch of a ball hit by Vic Wertz of the Cleveland Indians in Game 1 of the 1954 World Series, and it was always known as the catch. Would become one of the most famous plays over the shoulder baseball in history. So the Say Hey Kid, the great Willie Mays. I guarantee a lot of young people, they don't realize the San Francisco Giants were in New York.
Bob, I have
like the Brooklyn Dodgers, L.A. Dodgers.
You know, I have an autographed Willie Mays picture of him with the over the shoulder catch. It's hung in my game room.
Well, now how you got that? You went to an auction or something?
No. Willie was signing at a place. And
oh,
he got to sign it. So
no,
Willie,
that's a prize. The only prize possession I got like that is Cal Ripken Jr. Remember what I told you?
Oh, remember.
And I had that at the Cajun Cannon Restaurant when he broke the record consecutive games played and he signed the Baltimore Sun newspaper.
Oh.
And a bat he used that season. So, Mike,
you got something there.
No, I got something there, and that, because nobody's
tell
never.
Tell Joan, don't throw that away.
Hey, somebody don't go stealing at the restaurant. Yeah, we got cameras, so don't go. But no, Mike, that's one record that's not going to be broken.
No.
Guys,
at least
won't,
not in our lifetime.
No, they're going to get hurt, or they play too many games. Yeah. So when you look at that happen. Now, Steve Geller sent me this today. This blew my mind. Steve, you need to send this to Mike and Charlie and all. Boy, you want to talk about yoked and was way ahead of his time. Bo Jackson. I think Bo Jackson is the greatest running back in NFL history, even more than Barry Sanders. Now, Barry Sanders had that wiggle, but Bo Jackson was a like world-class sprinter who can run over you or run around you way better than Herschel Walker, and I respect Herschel Walker. But look at this. In 1989... Bo Jackson, Major League Baseball, because now the baseball playoffs are starting with Kansas City Royals. Bo Jackson had 32 home runs and 105 RBIs. Then he went to play football and averaged 5.5 yards per carry that fall in the NFL. Just think about that. That is domination in two sports. And the one thing, I don't know if you ever tried to do this. Charlie, you might have. I almost broke my leg or Mike or whatever. You know when he get frustrated when he strike out and he take that baseball bat like it was a toothpick? I did that one time. I thought I broke my leg. I had the biggest deep bruise. Just take a baseball bat and see if you can break it over your leg. No, you're going to hurt yourself. And Bo Jackson would do it like it was nothing and just snap it like it was a toothpick.
He broke plenty bats that way.
No,
right over the
top. Remember what I told you? Well, I respect what he accomplished in baseball because I knew football at Auburn. He was a stud. But at the major league level, to hit 32 home runs, 105 RBIs. Remember I told you what Deion Sanders said? Deion said the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit major league pitching. Because that ball could be coming in at 99, 100. Then the next time
it drops, then
it's at 84. Deion told me one time, if I knew they were throwing 100 miles an hour fastballs all the time, I'd bat 500. I'd be a 500 hitter in Major League Baseball when that ball's moving. So just looking at Bo Jackson against Major League pitching to have 32 home runs and 105 RBIs. That is – people don't realize the athlete. And you know what? I never forget. In 1989, we beat the Raiders. Was that 90? I don't know if it was 89.
He got hurt in the first quarter.
Well, Monday Night Football – and he had a long run, and I was so glad when he got hurt.
He got hurt in the first quarter.
And it was like, it would beat him like 27 to nothing. I don't know whatever that year was, Monday Night Football, but I was like, oh, no. And here's the Domitross. I don't know. He get the corner. We ain't catching him.
And the craziest thing in evaluating college talent to the NFL, it's I'm going on 41 years. Everybody asks, who's the best player you ever graded? It was Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
And it's not close.
And you know what's the university, to me, that had three dominant players on and off the field, whatever? Think about Auburn University. Who's more a colorful character than Charles Barkley? Look what Charles Barkley means. Then you look on the football field, Cam Newton and Bo Jackson was both man amongst boys. And that's at Auburn, not at the Crimson Tide. That was at Auburn.
Just ask T-Bob when they played him.
Oh.
He was like a one-man show.
And Patrick Peterson, who's like, I think, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, he still doesn't like that embarrassing moment when Cam Newton just looked at Patrick Peterson, like just swatted him away and scored a touchdown.
Almost like a fly. Getaway.
Patrick Peterson, yeah, people always bring that up.
Man.
No, and that's right there at Auburn.
And he was a NFL MVP one year. They went to the Super Bowl. They did lose to Manning and the Broncos.
But he was the MVP.
But he was the MVP that year.
Now, I know a lot of times you don't like Cam Newton's attitude, but that you don't have to like somebody to mean he's not good.
He was a dominant, maybe the best one-year dominant player in college football you've seen.
Oh, he won the national championship at Blinn Junior College, and then he won the national championship for Auburn. Gene Chizik needs to thank him for getting paid after Cam Newton left Auburn. Gene Chizik got fired. They went from the penthouse to the outhouse like in 1 year.
Real quick.
1 year.
Real quick. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Closing out here, the final half hour of the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Charlie, I'll throw you. You got the final deal of triple option.
Guys, I'm going to go with the MLB playoffs starting up later this week. And, you know, kind of the Cinderella story here, the Cincinnati Reds. It was a team that I had previewed in back in probably March talking about the season. Tito Francona, I'm a huge fan. He takes over this Reds team. And in year one, he's got them to the postseason for the first time since 2020, guys. OptiStats had this really cool number about the Reds. The first team in MLB history to, A, not have a qualifying batter hit 270, no batter hit 25 home runs, no pitcher won 15 games, and no pitcher notched 200 strikeouts in a single season and still make the postseason, guys. So they were really the Cinderella story, as I mentioned. They beat out the Mets, which if you date back to June, guys, the Mets had the best record in all of baseball at 44-24, and they completely collapsed down the stretch. And the Reds, who had a 1.3% chance of making the postseason on September 5th, notched that final wildcard slot in the NL, and they'll be going up against the defending champion Dodgers. But listen, this is a real fun story in baseball, guys. The Cincinnati Reds making it all the way back from that real low chance to make the postseason and get in a playoff spot for the first time in 5 years.
Are Mets fans upset? Well, and even the owner had to take out an ad in the paper apologizing for his team.
Well, that's the worst place to have a complete collapse. In New York City? The Mets. And the Mets are trying to buy a championship like the Dodgers and the Yankees. You know,
and it wasn't Soto's fault. He can't pitch. Okay, their pitching was lousy at toward
and
the
I
end.
Can tell you right now, in L.A., they care about the Dodgers as much as, like, even the Lakers are, for sure, football. You know, the Rams and Chargers win, they're going to go. But how they treat the Dodgers fans right now are pessimistic. Because they said, oh, it doesn't matter, we have a lead, we have no relief pitching. Nope. You know that about that, Charlie, we're talking about that. That Dodger fans saying, like, well, we're going to win the World Series. But right now, they have no confidence in their relief pitching.
They got a tsunami teams. They got to get all kind of runs up and hope the pitching staff can just sort of end it and just stay close at the end. Thank you for listening. The second guest, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. And it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host, along with Bobby Hebert. They'll have with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore and Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. Thank you for listening here to Second Guest. We'll be back next Monday here at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.